This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid foundation stone of development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediyapada town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat this afternoon. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janajatiya Gaurav Divas, marking 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering to mark the birth anniversary of tribal icon Birsa Munda, Prime Minister Modi said that on this sacred occasion, we must take a pledge to strengthen the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. He also added that Sri Govind Guru Chair Tribal Language Promotion Centre has also been established today, where studies will be conducted on the dialects of all tribes. The Prime Minister said stories and songs associated with them will also be preserved in the center.
Govind Guru, unke naam se ek chair, Janjatiya Bhasha Samvardhan Kendra ke roop mein uski sthapna ki gayi hai. Yahan sabhi janjatiyon ki unki boliyon par adhyayan hoga. Unse judi kahaniyan aur geeton ko samrakshit kiya jayega.
Mr. Modi mentioned that the number of dispensaries, medical centers and hospitals has all been increased in tribal areas to address sickle cell disease, which has been a major threat in tribal communities. He said a national level campaign is underway to tackle this disease. The Affordable Medicines and Reliable Implants for Treatment Amrit Initiative completed 10 years today, addressing the 10th anniversary celebration of Amrit in New Delhi. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said that the program has helped patients save around 8,500 crore rupees over the last 10 years. He noted that there are 255 Amrit pharmacies across various states and union territories offering more than 6,500 products, including drugs, implants, surgical disposables and other consumables at discounts of up to 50% on the maximum retail price. In Jammu and Kashmir, 9 people lost their lives in an accidental explosion at Naugam police station last night. JNK DGP Nalin Prabhat said that the deceased include one personnel of state investigating agency, 3 personnel of forensic science laboratory team, 2 crime scene photographers, 2 revenue officials who were part of the magistrate's team and 1 tailor who was associated with the team. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Home Affairs Joint Secretary, JNK Division, Prashant Lokhande said that the explosion occurred while processing a huge cache of explosive substances and chemicals recovered during the investigation of a terror module.
The cause of the accident is being investigated. However, any other speculation into the cause of these incidents are unnecessary. The government stands in solidarity with the families of the deceased in this hour of grief.
Border Guard Bangladesh BGB has detained 7 Bangladeshi nationals, including 4 women and 3 men, as they attempted to cross into India illegally through the Maheshpur border in Jhaneda district. In a statement issued by the Maheshpur 58 BGB battalion, officials said the interception took place today at around 5:30 p.m. during a routine patrol in the border area. In men's cricket, South Africa ended day 2 of the first test match against India at 93 for 7 in the second innings at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. Themba Bavuma on 29 and Corbin Bosch on 1 were at the crease when the stumps were drawn this evening. South Africa are leading by 63 runs. Earlier today, India were all out for 189 in their first innings. KL Rahul scored 39 and was the highest run scorer for India in the first innings, while Washington Sundar added 29 runs. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has said that gate number 2 and 3 of Lal Qila Metro Station are now open for commuters. In a social media post, it said that all other stations are functional as normal. The Lal Qila Metro Station was earlier closed after the blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi on Monday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.